Hello and welcome to Catholic Elements, a production of the Catholic Laboratory, a podcast about the Catholic faith and science. My name is Ian Maxfield, and in these short presentations I'd like to share with you some of the names and events associated with the Catholic faith that made their mark this week in the great history of science. These people are the essential elements of the Catholic Church's incredible contribution to the sciences. Giuseppe Mercalli, a volcanologist, was born this week on May the 21st, 1850, in Milan. He studied at the Higher Technical Institute of Milano and was ordained as a Catholic priest in 1872. He worked as a teacher in Monzo and several private schools in Milano, and later went on to become a professor of the natural sciences at the Seminary of Milan. He went on to occupy various teaching positions until 1911, when he became the director of the Vesuvius Observatory and remained in that position until the time of his death. In 1982, Giuseppe Mercalli developed the 12-step Mercalli scale as an improvement to the 10-step Rossi-Forel scale developed in 1883 by M.S. de Rossi and F.A. Forel. The Mercalli scale is expressed as Roman numerals from 1 to 12 and is used to quantify the intensity and severity of an earthquake by the observed ground motion and or damage it causes. This differs from the more commonly known Richter scale, which quantifies the magnitude of the energy released by an earthquake. A Mercalli level 1 earthquake causes no damage and is felt by a few, while a Mercalli level 12 earthquake causes nearly total catastrophic destruction. Further improvements to the Mercalli scale were made by Seaborg in 1923, Harry Wood and Frank Neumann in 1931, and by Charles Richter in 1956. These are now referred to as the modified Mercalli scales. The initials MM for modified Mercalli are often used before the level number. Giuseppe Mercalli died on the morning of March the 19th, 1914, allegedly burning to death after knocking over a paraffin lamp in his bedroom. He is thought to have been working through the night, as he often did when the fatal accident occurred. His body was found carbonized by his bed, holding a blanket which he attempted to use to fend off the flames. However, a few days after his death, authorities stated that the professor was quite possibly murdered, as it was discovered that a sum of money worth approximately $1,400 at the time was missing from his apartment, and hypothesized that he could have been strangled, soaked in petrol, and burned in order to conceal the crime. If you like this Catholic Elements presentation and would like to know more about the Catholic Church and its contribution to the sciences, please visit the Catholic Laboratory. We're on the web at catholiclab.net. You can also like our Facebook fan page or follow us on Twitter. And of course, you can listen to the podcast. Details of how you can bond with us are available from the website.